You're listening to the Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey. Joining us now with cash grain analysis is Scott Butcher. He is with the Andersons in Clymers, Indiana. Good afternoon, Scott.
Good afternoon, Dave.
I suppose you have in your back pocket, and I'm being a little facetious, the ending stocks for tomorrow's WASDE report?
Yeah, boy, I'd be pretty popular if I did. I've had, I honestly think that I've had more questions about this report than any other report since I've been in the business. I mean, it just really seems like, you know, normally coming into a report, we at least have, you know, maybe a feeling or, you know, have an idea of what we think things are going to look like, but it just seems like this one, more than anything, most people are just kind of, you know, clueless as to what those numbers are going to look like.
What are the factors that are keeping things a little bit in the dark?
Yeah, I think more than anything, just the situation that we've got with the yields, you know, kind of where we finished up. You know, corn and soybeans both, you know, were maybe a little bit better than, you know, what we originally thought they would be. At least it feels that way. You know, I think the yield numbers, you know, really there shouldn't be a lot of change, I don't feel like, but I think we've seen before from some of these reports that we can be surprised.
Wouldn't the cash in the corn suggest that we should see a little bit smaller ending stocks?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think that we definitely you know, feel like maybe the maybe even the feed usage number is probably going to be a little bit higher than what we had seen previous months. So, yeah, I mean, it definitely feels like, and ethanol demand had been good as well, so feels like the stocks number should be lower.
I think the monkey wrench for that analysis is what will USDA really do with this quarterly grain stock report?
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's there's just a lot of unanswered questions right now that we will find out at 8:30 in the morning, but hopefully there's not any big surprises. You know, the market can be very volatile if there is, so.
How far along are producers with new crop sales, do you think?
Not very far along. I mean, I think most of the producers are, you know, somewhere around 40 to 50% sold, it feels like. Maybe that's, you know, a little bit high for some. But it's, you know, kind of staggering the number of people that you talk to in a day that, you know, really don't have much done for new crop at all right now.
Pretty good prices.
Yeah, very good. I mean, if you look at where your profitability lays for next year, you know, you should be able to still turn a profit at the levels we're at currently.
And in the soybeans, do they feel a little heavy to you? Do you think, like, on the futures they might roll over in the next week or so?
Yeah, I do. I think that we've seen maybe a little bit of a top in the soybean market. I just think, you know, things, you know, maybe the corn can stay strong, but soybeans really feel weak right now.
Why don't we go ahead and catch your prices there into Clymers today?
Right now for corn, we would be $6.59. For soybeans at Delphi, $11.78.
Thank you very much, Scott.
Thanks, Dave.
That's Scott Butcher, and he is with the Andersons in Clymers, Indiana. And in just about 2 minutes, I'll be back with a look at agricultural weather with Drew Lerner of World Weather Incorporated out of Kansas City.